In some parts of the country, this past winter gave us record cold temperatures and snowfall. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Michael Rollins, assistant professor in the Department of Geosciences at the University of Massachusetts, discusses the recent winter in the context of climate change.
In recent months, new all-time records were established for the coldest month and for seasonal snowfall at locations throughout the northeastern U.S. Researchers are now connecting a warming climate with these extremes. Historical weather records, which extend back to the late 19th century, show that New England has had the coldest start to the year in well over 100 years. Boston's seasonal snowfall recently established a new high, and four of the five snowiest seasons there have occurred since 1994. Studies have documented a rise in heavy snowfall events across the northern U.S. One hypothesis receiving much attention connects warming of the Arctic with the polar jet stream and, in turn, the occurrence of extreme weather across the mid-latitudes. The jet stream is more wavy, and extreme weather, such as the recent cold, is becoming more persistent. The record heat and drought in the West support this argument. However, models project that as the climate continues to warm, the ratio of hot extremes to cold extremes will continue to rise. Connections between a warming climate and heavy snowfall can also be made. A law of physics known as the Clausius-Clapeyron relation dictates that at warmer temperatures, air can hold more water. Midwinter storms moving through the cold, but the climatically warmer northeast, now have more moisture with which to produce heavy snowfall. Warming ocean water plays a role as well. In late winter, ocean temperatures off the coast of New England were much warmer than normal. Not all, but some of this extra warmth is the result of anthropogenic-led warming. A study using an ensemble of climate models suggests that enhanced moisture from the warmer water will lead to stronger low-level winds, and more intense storms in the future. Regional manifestations of warming-led changes in climate will continue to be an active area of research in the coming years.
That was Michael Rollins at the University of Massachusetts. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
The scarves of red tied round their throats to keep their little heads from falling in the snow.